1876.
The art of negotiation. Apparently a lot of Americans not very good at it, at least the ones we elect. How are you? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that's where we stand on a couple of different things in some different places. Around the country, it's bubbling up all over the place. Unions versus the non-union folks, throwing the taxpayers and a governor and a very stubborn Senate and Congress. And what does it all add up to? Politicians. A lot of politicians. Not good negotiators, perhaps. And speaking of negotiating, maybe those who want to, I don't know, separate the billionaires from the millionaires aren't good at it either. That would be the owners of some very lucrative franchises in the NFL and the people who make up those franchises, the employees, the athletes, in other words. If I'm sitting like a fat cat on $1 billion and I have my multi-million dollar players, I'm trying to keep them kind of happy, especially if I'm on the winning end of it because I'm making a buttload of money. That's capitalism at its best, isn't it? Somehow they got greedier. I don't get it. I want to start on a high note, though, before we dig deep into all of that nonsense. And I think it's a high note because no matter where you stand politically, and I'm fond of saying right of right, left of left, confused, don't care, in between somewhere, trying to decide, an independent or looking for a different party. The whole thing with Jared Lee Loeffner and shooting six people, killing six people, and almost killing Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, which was, she was the prime target, and then he decided he was taking other people out too. Well, anything related to her, I think is, you know, when they say there's a sacred cow, it's like a sacred cow. Nobody doesn't want to see her get better, and everybody wants to know what the condition is and all that other sort of stuff. So there was an important call, I guess you would say, that was placed in, not in space, but related to space, I guess. And the NASA call saying that Gifford is doing, Gabrielle Giffords is doing well. Now, the reports are that she's eating and talking and all that sort of stuff. And the progress is amazing how fast it's come. Anyway, the president did mention something about that. Here's what he had to say.
Scott, I talked to Mark a couple of days ago. It sounds like Gabby's making incredible progress, and we're just thrilled for them, and so they're always in our thoughts and prayers as well.
Yeah, of course, the president keeps tabs on it, but so does the everyday guy and woman, because you're rooting for her. You want her to pull through no matter what, and that relationship is with Mark Kelly has obviously grown because he was there with the president and the rest of the people that were in Arizona for the very tough, memorial to honor all the people that were sadly just gunned down. And Christina Taylor, of course, nothing was worse than her death, I think. And the fact that she wanted to go and learn and meet the congresswoman, but we don't have to relive that. Ultimately, that's just your feel-good moment, an update on how she's doing. So we jump from that to a very strange thing that happened, but happens sometimes when you're on rides, and whether it's a roller coaster or you're stuck on a Ferris wheel or some other crazy thing that where it shuts down in the middle of it. This was a different kind of wild ride, and here's how a woman described it. Check this out.
Now I know it was the stupidest thing in my life I've ever done, but I jumped on the hood of the van. He backed out quickly, and when he did that, it turned me, and I got stuck. I was holding on literally by the tips of my fingers and basically by my ankles.
Whoops, not good, even when you're trying to help out. to simulate an amusement ride and to jump on the hood and hang on, as she was describing, by the tips of her fingers. That's when you just let something go and you don't try to do that. You don't try to jump in and intervene. Because it is a wild ride ultimately, and that's why I made the comparison to what's happened to people who have been stuck on some of those crazy rides. All right, anyway, let's dive into the situation in Wisconsin. Here it is in a nutshell. Nothing has changed. Day 18, heading into another weekend. Democrats are still missing in action somewhere in Illinois. Now the threat is clear. If they don't come back, layoffs will be issued starting on Friday. And on Monday, they'll be fined for every single day they're out for expenses and all that other kind of stuff. So the governor is trying to force the hand of the 14 who left, and they are not coming back at this point. Will they show up? Do they show up with a couple of minutes to go before the day is over and it's the weekend? I don't really have a beat on this. They're going to have to come back. They eventually have to come back, so I'm thinking they're coming back at least by Monday, because Monday the fines start. So it might be too late for the layoffs, for the people, the workers that will be laid off, but by Monday I would assume they're going to be back. With the players' union and the NFL owners, I wouldn't assume very much. There is an extended lockout deadline by 24 hours, which means Friday, after negotiations were done on Thursday. But the two seem rather wide apart. The owners want more money off the top for the TV rights, and the players don't want to play two more games, to have an 18-game season, even if you erase two of the preseason games. And there doesn't seem to be any movement there, but maybe something happens in these overnight hours, and then getting back to the table, and at the last minute, something considerable happens and changes, and the story also gets kicked into reverse. But so far, it's not looking good. Some say, and a lawyer would tell you, well, you know, if they're extending this lockout deadline, then I think they're trying to work it out. But I'm not so sure about that. They're just trying to put it off. How's that? They're just trying to push it off for now. But the 24 hours I don't think is enough time. I don't think so. And you might have missed this one. For some reason, this kind of was flying under the radar. And when I say it was flying under the radar, I'm talking about the judge's ruling in Florida. The Florida judge ruled against Obama's health care law on Wednesday, ordered the administration to push its appeal, if it plans to, within 7 days. So District Judge Roger Vinson said, you better do it now. You better make it quick. Remember, he issued his original decision at the end of January and ruled then that the individual mandate was unconstitutional in the new law. And since it is basically the entire linchpin of the law, he declared the remainder of the Affordable Care Act void. Ooh.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. 308-0408. 928-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Believe it or not, we are done with the conversation about the fines in Wisconsin, the missing Democrats. So what are they going to do? What's happening with our budget? Well, we don't have to worry about that till the 18th. It's all about slicing and dicing. Only nobody can add in Washington. So I thought it'd be fun to go to the movies. We do our cheap little movie review each and every Thursday into Friday, because it's Friday where most of you are listening to us. And, you know, the big movies are still out. The King's Speech, True Grit, the ones that won awards or got mentioned and were nominated. And then a few others in between, just a couple of weeks, they've been in the mix. But the new fare includes an animated picture. I think it's a Pixar picture, and it's I predict it may be the biggest thing at the box office. But before we get to that one, the first movie that we're going to talk about is one called The Adjustment Bureau. Take a listen.
You're that guy running for Senate, aren't you?
I am that guy, yeah. Are you a registered New York voter?
Do I sound like I am?
David.
I gotta go. Sorry.
How was that? I don't know.
Challenge me in those shoes. people who make sure things happen according to plan. We monitor the entire world.
Can't outrun your fate, David.
You've just seen behind a curtain that you weren't even supposed to know existed. This is your plan, and we're determined to keep it that way. You bumped into a woman this morning on the bus.
Were you just staring at my legs?
I was defenseless against the dress.
What does that have to do with anything? Your path through the world is supposed to have been adjusted. You weren't ever supposed to see her again.
If you truly love her,
just
walk away. If you stay with her, it not only kills your dreams, it kills hers.
I don't care what you put in my way, I'm not giving up.
They're making a run for it.
What the hell is going on?
I need you to trust me.
Okay.
All I have are the choices I make, and I choose her.
Just remember, we tried to reason with you.
All right, so the scoop is Matt Damon once, his character anyway, once a seat in the Senate. Then he falls for, you could tell there in that clip, this beautiful ballet dancer who he randomly met. The mysterious men say you cannot do that. Basically, the mysterious men are fate because you'll screw everything up. So it's called the Adjustment Bureau. I heard it's pretty good. Emily Blunt is the actress in it. Matt Damon, John Slattery's in it. If you remember him from Mad Men, he's good. I don't know. This might be, if nothing else, a decent rental when you're looking for something good to rent once it gets on the Netflix Redbox circuit. So we move to the next one. This one's one for the kids and one that probably you would get a chuckle out of. You know how when you go to animated features now, there's the adult lines that really the kids don't pick up, but they love the movie and they get the kid theme? This is definitely one of those. It's called Rango.
What do you think, Doc?
This hawk is dead.
Circle of life. Who exactly are you?
Name's Rango. What is this?
That there's Rango. Can't afraid of none of you.
Is that right?
All better.
You see them, Mr. Rango? People have to believe in something. Pick it up. Your destiny awaits.
You are going to save us, aren't you?
Count on it, little sister.
Sheriff, we got a problem.
This is my town.
They done taken everything we got.
So you want something to believe in? Believe in that there sign. For as long as it hangs there, we got hope. Whatever you do, do not look down.
Whoa! Ow! All right, now listen. I'm going to give you fellas one last chance to reconsider.
Make your move.
Hold on, don't worry, I got a plan. Help! Open the door! Okay, plan B.
Action, adventure, animation, baby. Johnny Depp, he's the lead guy. You heard his voice there. It looks pretty cute, actually, and I think it'll be the biggest at the box office. It's gotten good reviews. We're going to take you out of the movie review with this one. It's called Take Me Home Tonight.
Matthew, the summer's over. I want to hear your plan.
I guess my plan is to keep working at Suncoast Video until I figure out what I want to do with my life.
We just think you have such potential. You could be an astronaut.
Oh, problem solved. I'll just be an astronaut. You are not going to believe who was just in here. Tori Frederickson.
Don't I know you? It's me, Tori.
Matt Franklin.
Where do you work?
I'm at Goldman Sachs.
So, are you going to Kyle Masterson's party tonight?
Amazing! You're going to trick her into liking you. And then you're going to be like, it's me!
Relax! I can't show up in this car.
Why not?
The Frederickson does not roll in a kumquat.
Take a ride at these lights up here.
I'm just going to borrow it.
It's going to
What's up?
Tell him where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. A brother with his finger on the trigger. Well, once I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the ruthless villain, and you know it.
What do you do anyway? I thought you went to MIT. I work at Suncoast Video.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Straight out of Compton.
Let's do this.
Occupado.
Actually, it's my friend Francis. He wants to watch. It's not negotiable.
I'm going to try this.
Whatever you do, it's what you're going to be. And I just don't know what I want to be. Yeah.
Will you marry me?
No!
Hell yeah!
Marriage is a big life decision.
Big life decision? Yeah. Nathan, making stuff. You're so scared you can't choose anything.
I suck at this. I just hit rock bottom, so don't mind me.
Oh, I love this song.
Do you want to dance?
Why can't you give yourself one night of enjoyment? Just one night? Put a little relish on your hot dog!
Tori, there's something I should tell you.
Could be worse.
It couldn't be any worse.
Put your hands in the air!
I was wrong. Now it couldn't be any worse.
Matthew?
Wow, wrong again.
All right, I think it's pretty clear he was trying to trap the love of his life, or what he thought was the love of his life. It's a comedy, just under 2 hours. Topher Grace, I think, is pretty funny. He's in this. This will be a good rental if you don't go and see it for the full price. Kicking the can down the road here on ATN. Hang with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, just done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. In a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Like the shot heard around the world. Judge Vinson's ruling out of Florida. Specifically, this is what it is. Basically, Obamacare is still unconstitutional. The federal government wants to appeal his decision. They got 7 days to do so. Here's what the judge said. He said that the citizens of the country have an interest in having this case resolved as soon as practically possible. And, you know, we're talking about the individual mandate and the constitutionality of it. So we are very pleased to be joined by Professor Stephen Presser from Northwestern Law. Professor, your reaction to the judge's ruling and the significance of it.
Well, there's nothing really extraordinary about it. Basically, what he said was, I meant what I said, and if the federal government has a problem with that, they should file an appeal either in the 11th Circuit or with the U.S. Supreme Court.
And the conclusion, do you think ultimately, in your expert opinion, does this goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, do you think?
I'm sorry?
In your opinion, does this go all the way up to the Supreme Court?
Yes, eventually the Supreme Court is going to have to take a position on this. But what the judge said was, I meant what I said, and now you can take it to a higher court, either the 11th Circuit or to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, wow. But in looking at what has happened here, you weren't surprised, obviously, of this challenge, were you? I mean, you're an expert in this, because was it glaring to you that this would be challenged in the first place?
No. I think all of us knew that sooner or later this would have to go either to a court of appeals or to the Supreme Court. If there's any surprise here, it's that the federal government didn't understand as easily as it might have what the judge had clearly said. And his decision today basically said, hey, you guys, listen up. This is not a hard thing. I made it as clear as I could that this is an unconstitutional statute, and if you don't like it, take it to a court of appeals. And by the way, I think you should do it as quickly as possible. And you have 7 days, basically, to do it.
Yeah. And of course, judging by the speed of how things happen, this could, 7 days to do it. But by the time we watch this, I don't know, the decisions ultimately handed down, I think is still a little bit down the road. Do you think so, Professor?
Well, yes. And I was a little surprised that it happened as fast as it did. The 11th Circuit will have to decide whether it wants to hear it, or the federal government could conceivably ask for a United States Supreme Court decision, but I doubt that that will happen.
Yeah.
My guess is we'll now have an 11th Circuit decision in the near future. But all that the judge said today was you need to file whatever is necessary to get the 11th Circuit to move on it, and I think that will happen.
Yeah. What does this, from the constitutionality of this whole thing, pretty much if we were to sum it up, is it showing that, listen, the federal government can't force people to buy things, can't force people to buy insurance? Do you think that's pretty much it if we were trying to cut through the legalese?
Yes, that's the decision that the judge rendered. He said, look, there's a decision between action and inaction, and the federal government simply doesn't have the power to tell people that you have to buy something. If you want to make it simple, that's what it was.
Yeah. Professor Presser, Northwestern Law, thanks so much. We appreciate your 2 cents here on America Tonight. All right, and so you heard what the prof set had to say. Thinks it goes up to the 11th Circuit. I agree. You know, we know it's going all the way up to the top. We knew it the second that the various states threw in on the suit to challenge the constitutionality of the individual mandate. Now, you also heard at the top that the 1099 deal was repealed. That was also inevitable, especially with the president saying, oh, well, I understand that people don't want that, I'm fine with that. And that, just so you know, part of the Obamacare or affordable health care law, part of the deal included if you had vendors, you paid them $600 in a year, you were going to have to follow those 1099s, which would have been a nightmare for the IRS, and it was ridiculous, and there was enough people to balk at it, that was an easy one to just disregard. But we certainly haven't heard the last of the individual mandate. There's no question about that. A couple of other quick things I want to throw in here, because coming up on the flip side, in the next 8-10 minutes, we're going to do a 4-year health deal, actually talking about cosmetic surgery. I'm stunned. I mean, seriously, I'm stunned at how many people have gotten things done. Now, L.A., Miami, and Dallas are famous for this. But I'm talking about the everyday Joe having a tweak here or there. I don't know. What happened to the aging gracefully thing? And what I say is, listen, you should be able to do whatever you want to do, but I am very surprised at how many people have everything from, you know, eye lifts to necks done to whatever it might be. And we're going to talk to one of the leading cosmetic surgeons about the whole phenomenon, the explosion, really, of cosmetic surgery. Before we do that, though, in Wisconsin, it has gotten very interesting because you can't keep doing the same old thing. So now the 14 Democrats who are missing or hiding face arrest when they come back. That's it, pretty much. It's now or never. The pro-union protesters are no longer allowed to sleep at the Capitol. A judge ordered that after the building closes, after normal business hours, get out, because we're not keeping it open any longer. By the way, that was draining the money from the state because of all the extra security that had to be there. So I think that was part of the deal there. But the Democrats that have been gone for over 2 weeks, boom, they made their statement, but then they didn't come back. The governor says, you know, hey, $100 a day, fine. And now they're talking about, okay, this is the scoop. You don't want to come back for this. We've just passed a resolution calling for police to take the Democrats into custody for contempt, since they left, went to Illinois to avoid voting on a bill that would strip those unions of the collective bargaining agreements, you know, the meat of the collective bargaining agreements, the power, basically, that they had with the raises and the pensions, the collective bargaining rights, in a nutshell, almost everything down the line. So that's why they left, to stretch this out and I guess to think that something else would happen. At this point, what the governor is saying, okay, so here's the deal. Now you don't come back. We're in this position. We got no money. Then we're going to start laying people off. Furloughs. Furloughs are starting. So the Senate majority leader there, a guy named Scott Fitzgerald, signed the order, so it's official, after they called the vote 19-0 for the action unless the Democrats return to the chamber. None of the Democrats did. They had until 4 o'clock. So now they've got this dramatic thing that's going to happen. State Patrol officers were pretty much stony silent when they were in the gallery. But they're saying now, if we can't, we're doing everything we can. We might not have exhausted quite everything, but we're trying to compel these senators back to the body. And if one of the senators is identified or about to come into Wisconsin, they're going to be arrested. They're going to be picked up and brought back to the Senate chamber. Oh, I'd like to see the video on that, right? So this has been 2 weeks and counting. And the governor said, that's it. I'm going to start issuing these layoff notices on Friday. If this bill isn't passed by Friday, that's what we're doing. So now you got two different things in this. You're going to pick up the Democrats, going to force them back into the Senate, and they're going to get fined not just $100. Now they're saying $250 a day. Plus, we're just going to start laying people off. You don't want to make a vote on this? Then we're going to do what we have to do, and we're going to just furlough people. That's what's going to happen. So sadly, you know, pick your poison. Hey, you might not be sick about losing your collective bargaining agreement rights, but at the same time, would you rather lose those and have a job or just not have a job in teaching? That's how bad it's gotten. And oh, by the way, the NFL Players Union, they extended their lockout deadline, because this was D-Day for them, by 24 hours. So they're just, it's the battle of the billionaires, the owners, and the millionaires. And what's at stake is the NFL season next year. I don't think that they cut a deal. I think when the 24 hours is up, they're not going to have an agreement. Then are they going to keep doing the same thing that they're doing in Washington and do it over and over and over again? I don't think so. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
This is a stark reminder of the extraordinary sacrifices that our men and women in uniform are making all around the world to keep us safe.
President Obama talking about today's shootings in Frankfurt, Germany. Two U.S. airmen were killed when a lone gunman opened fire on a military bus outside the Frankfurt airport. SRN News military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says it's a tough place to secure.
When I was there was a terrorist threat, and we had armed machine gun guards walking in the area, but you know, all you had to do was pull out a pistol quickly after jumping on the bus, and what happened would have been impossible to stop.
Two other airmen were wounded in the attack. A suspect believed to be from Kosovo.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial antibacterial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
In 1965, this was hot.
It was like the shot heard around the world. Judge Vinson's ruling out of Florida. Specifically, this is what it is. Basically, Obamacare is still unconstitutional. The federal government wants to appeal his decision. They got 7 days to do so. Here's what the judge said. He said that the citizens of the country have an interest in having this case resolved as soon as practically possible. And, you know, we're talking about the individual mandate and the constitutionality of it. So we are very pleased to be joined by Professor Stephen Presser from Northwestern Law. Professor, your reaction to the judge's ruling and the significance of it.
Well, there's nothing really extraordinary about it. Basically, what he said was, I meant what I said, and if the federal government has a problem with that, they should file an appeal either in the 11th Circuit or with the U.S. Supreme Court.
And the conclusion, do you think ultimately, in your expert opinion, does this goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, do you think?
I'm sorry?
In your opinion, does this go all the way up to the Supreme Court?
Yes, eventually the Supreme Court is going to have to take a position on this. But what the judge said was, I meant what I said, and now you can take it to a higher court, either the 11th Circuit or to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, wow. But in looking at what has happened here, you weren't surprised, obviously, of this challenge, were you? I mean, you're an expert in this, because was it glaring to you that this would be challenged in the first place?
No. I think all of us knew that sooner or later this would have to go either to a court of appeals or to the Supreme Court. If there's any surprise here, it's that the federal government didn't understand as easily as it might have what the judge had clearly said. And his decision today basically says, hey, you guys, listen up. This is not a hard thing. I made it as clear as I could that this is an unconstitutional statute, and if you don't like it, take it to a court of appeals. And by the way, I think you should do it as quickly as possible, and you have 7 days, basically, to do it.
Yeah. And of course, judging by the speed of how things happen, this could – 7 days to do it. But by the time we watch this, I don't know, the decisions ultimately handed down, I think it's still a little bit down the road. Do you think so, Professor?
Well, yes. And I was a little surprised that it happened as fast as it did. The 11th Circuit will have to decide whether it wants to hear it, or the federal government could conceivably ask for a United States Supreme Court decision, but I doubt that that will happen.
Yeah.
My guess is we'll now have an 11th Circuit decision in the near future. But all that the judge said today was, you need to file whatever is necessary to get the 11th Circuit to move on it, and I think that will happen.
Yeah. What does this, from the constitutionality of this whole thing, pretty much if we were to sum it up, is it showing that, listen, the federal government can't force people to buy things, can't force people to buy insurance. Do you think that's pretty much it if we were trying to cut through the legalese?
Yes, that's the decision that the judge rendered. He said, look, there's a decision between action and inaction, and the federal government simply doesn't have the power to tell people that you have to buy something. If you want to make it simple, that's what it was.
Yeah. Professor Presser, Northwestern Law, thanks so much. We appreciate your 2 cents here on America Tonight. All right, and so you heard what the prof set had to say. Thinks it goes up to the 11th Circuit. I agree. You know, we know it's going all the way up to the top. We knew it the second that the various states threw in on the suit to challenge the constitutionality of the individual mandate. Now, you also heard at the top that the 1099 deal was repealed. That was also inevitable, especially with the president saying, oh, hell, well, I understand that people don't want that, I'm fine with that. And that, just so you know, part of the Obamacare or affordable health care law, part of the deal included if you had vendors, you were going to, and you paid them $600 in a year, you were going to have to follow those 1099s, which would have been a nightmare for the IRS, and which was ridiculous, and there was enough people to balk at it, that was an easy one to just disregard. But we certainly haven't heard the last of the individual mandate. There's no question about that. A couple of other quick things I want to throw in here, because coming up on the flip side, in the next 8-10 minutes, we're going to do a 4-year health deal, actually talking about cosmetic surgery. I'm stunned. I mean, seriously, I'm stunned at how many people have gotten things done. Now, L.A., Miami, and Dallas are famous for this. But I'm talking about the everyday Joe having a tweak here or there. I don't know. What happened to the aging gracefully thing? And what I say is, listen, you should be able to do whatever you want to do, but I am very surprised at how many people have everything from, you know, eye lifts to necks done to whatever it might be. And we're going to talk to one of the leading cosmetic surgeons about the whole phenomenon, the explosion, really, of cosmetic surgery. Before we do that, though, in Wisconsin, it has gotten very interesting because you can't keep doing the same old thing. So now the 14 Democrats who are missing or hiding face arrest when they come back. That's it, pretty much. It's now or never. The pro-union protesters are no longer allowed to sleep at the Capitol. A judge ordered that after the building closes, after normal business hours, get out, because we're not keeping it open any longer. By the way, that was draining the money from the state because of all the extra security that had to be there. So I think that was part of the deal there. But the Democrats that have been gone for over 2 weeks, boom. They made their statement, but then they didn't come back. The governor says, you know, hey, $100 a day, fine. And now they're talking about, okay, this is the scoop. You don't want to come back for this. We've just passed a resolution calling for police to take the Democrats into custody for contempt since they left, went to Illinois to avoid voting on a bill that would strip those unions of the collective bargaining agreements, you know, the meat of the collective bargaining agreements, the power, basically, that they had with the raises and the pensions, the collective bargaining rights, in a nutshell, almost everything down the line. So that's why they left, to stretch this out and I guess to think that something else would happen. At this point, what the governor is saying, okay, so here's the deal. Now you don't come back. We're in this position. We got no money. Then we're going to start laying people off. Furloughs. Furloughs are starting. So the Senate majority leader there, a guy named Scott Fitzgerald, signed the order, so it's official, after they called the vote 19-0 for the action unless the Democrats return to the chamber. None of the Democrats did. They had until 4 o'clock. So now they've got this dramatic thing that's going to happen. State patrol officers were pretty much stony silent when they were in the gallery. But they're saying now, if we can't, we're doing everything we can. We might not have exhausted quite everything, but we're trying to compel these senators back to the body. And if one of the senators is identified or about to come into Wisconsin, they're going to be arrested. They're going to be picked up and brought back to the Senate chamber. Oh, I'd like to see the video on that, right? So this has been 2 weeks and counting. And the governor said, that's it. I'm going to start issuing these layoff notices on Friday. If this bill isn't passed by Friday, that's what we're doing. So now you got two different things in this. You're going to pick up the Democrats, going to force them back into the Senate, and they're going to get fined not just $100. Now they're saying $250 a day, plus we're just going to start laying people off. You don't want to make a vote on this? Then we're going to do what we have to do. And we're going to just furlough people. That's what's going to happen. So sadly, you know, pick your poison. Hey, you might not be sick about losing your collective bargaining agreement rights, but at the same time, would you rather lose those and have a job or just not have a job in teaching? That's how bad it's gotten. And, oh, by the way, the NFL Players Union, they extended their lockout deadline because this was D-Day for them. By 24 hours. So they're just, it's the battle of the billionaires, the owners, and the millionaires. And what's at stake is the NFL season next year. I don't think that they cut a deal. I think when the 24 hours is up, they're not going to have an agreement. Then are they going to keep doing the same thing that they're doing in Washington and do it over and over and over again? I don't think so. Stay with us.